reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here with me, I have Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Yeah, of course, the pleasure is all ours. And then, as the ritual of this program goes, please introduce yourself very briefly.
Sure. My name is Sayyid Mustafa, and I've lived in different parts of the world, but I'm originally from Pakistan, and I'm a student here in Qom, and I'm studying psychology here in Hawza.
Yeah, that's great. Psychology.
And it comes to me, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, our dear listeners, and my dear host, and dear brother here. It's an honor for me to be here again at Back to Reality. I am Bita, and I'm studying at one of the Tehran University, and I'm studying medicine, by the way, and an honor for me to be here.
So wish both of you luck and success.
Thank you.
And happy for you to be here. Well, I am so pleased to see you both in here, and I guess we're going to have an interesting session today. Well, as you know, in life, there's a price for every single thing we want to achieve or we want to go through. So as in, for example, if you spend too much of time on media, what is going to be the price that you're going to pay?
The time. Yeah.
Exactly. And the list is going to be never ending if we want
for
to
sure.
bring other examples. So what do you think, Brother Mustafa?
Yeah, it's a great topic to talk about because I think the most valuable thing that a human being has, apart, you know, from other things, is probably his or her time. Right? Time is the most valuable thing we have. No matter what we do, whether, you know, it passes. Right.
Yeah.
So the way we go about using it is really important. And one thing I remember from when I was studying economics back in university is that we used to talk about everything having an opportunity cost, right? This is a term that they use in economics. No matter what you decide to do, you have to sacrifice or give up something else to
exactly.
do it.
Exactly.
The fact that I'm here this morning, I had to give up, for example, my sleep or some other work opportunity or maybe my studies. And that in itself can be an expense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we look at expenses only from the point of from a monetary point of view. You know, how much will this thing cost? But I think a lot of things have hidden expenses, right? Like we said, watching TV, you don't know how much it's costing you monetarily, but that time that's going away from you, that can be a big cost,
yeah.
right?
And mostly it's time which matters because
yeah.
if you pay the price as in just money, it's not going to hurt that much. But
exactly.
then time is going to be the point which is going to hurt so much.
Yeah, for sure. And from my point of view, I think we are living in a life of choices. You know, whenever you have so many choices and you want to choose something over something else, you are sacrificing something.
Okay.
And this sacrifice that you're making is exactly the price that you're paying,
exactly.
okay, over the things that you are choosing. And another thing that I want to mention here at this episode is that yesterday I was actually taking a test about a personality test or sort of something like that. And it was talking about the traps of your personality. And I have the trap of self-punishment, okay?
Yeah.
And this self-punishment is really strong in me, unfortunately. And because of that point of view that I have to work on for sure, I feel like I think so much about the hidden expenses of the things that I'm doing. And because of that, sometimes I lose the joy of
exactly.
everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sorry, what do you mean by self-punishment?
It means that whenever I'm doing something, if I do it perfectly, there is another level of perfection that I'm looking for. So when I don't achieve it, I punish myself. I'm telling like myself, like, you weren't enough. You should have done this and done
exactly.
that. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're right in a good point. So
yeah.
we can leave it in here, go for a short break, and then we'll be back to see the rest of the story.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So So yes, we're talking about hidden expenses, which sometimes turns out to be such a hurting matter to think about. Well, this is actually Back to Reality. Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa are in here. We're talking about the prices that we pay for every single thing we do in our lives. So the best way to deal with this issue is to prioritize our time and to prioritize the thing we do in order for the prices that we pay to be more logical and make sense to us. So what do you usually do in order not to fall in that trap of paying too much of price?
So I studied business and I'm a very business-minded person. Mm-hmm. And I think when you talk about business, you have to manage expenses, your revenues, you know, finances. And it's the same with these sort of hidden expenses that we're talking about, right? The best way to manage it would be to manage your time well. And I think we're all sort of guilty of this. We procrastinate. We maybe don't have a routine. And when we don't have a routine or we don't know what we're doing, sometimes we'll find ourselves with 3 to 4 hours of nothing to do, for example.
Right? Yeah.
And that's when we start wasting time. That's when we just turn on the phone. We'll start scrolling. You know, we'll start doing unhealthy things. I think the best thing you can do is to manage your time, is to have a routine. I say to people or to myself even, I remind myself, I should know exactly what I'm doing every single hour of the day for the next month.
You know what? The thing is that when you're just doing that scrolling thing, you don't get it that it's an unhealthy thing. You don't get it that you're just wasting your time. Right. Unconsciously, you spent hours and hours doing that without knowing that, okay, you're just paying the price with your lifetime.
Right, right. And it's not just your phone. It could be anything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It could be just watching movies.
That's just an example.
Yeah,
exactly.
What about you, sister?
At the moment, I'm in this level of my life that I want to change it, and mm-hmm. that's it one, because, you know, my lessons and my studies kind of being a burden on my shoulder, and like I feel like
here,
I have
yeah.
to, you know, I have to do something for that.
Exactly.
And because of that, I've installed this application on my phone that, you know, it shows the time that you are spending on your phone. And it was like 6 hours, and I was shocked, completely shocked.
It could be even more excruciating.
And 6 hours is a lot, you know, like whenever I'm going to start to study, 6 hours is so much. Like whenever I reach to the point of 4 hours, I feel like tired, okay? And because of that, it was like, I don't know, a shocking thing to me that a trigger for me to change everything about my life. And I'm trying to have a routine, as my brother mentioned, which is a really, really important thing. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we have different types of personalities. Some personalities cannot, you know, match to this scheduling thing. And, planning. But you have to do something about it. Sometimes you have to force yourself into these schedules, you know?
Yeah, you mean that we have to put ourselves in a border?
Exactly. You have to have a structure in your life.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's very true.
Yeah, definitely. I think without that structure, one of the biggest expenses that we lose out on is that we don't meet our goals.
Exactly. Right?
We have aspirations, we have dreams. We all want to reach somewhere, but the only way you're going to do that is if you spend time and discipline on that on that project. And if you don't do that, that's a big expense that you miss out on your goal. And I think that's a huge tragedy. And that's why we need discipline to sort of mitigate these hidden expenses.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, in order to digest this matter more and more, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back in a heartbeat. Well, this is Back to Reality. You're listening to IRB English Radio. I am Asma, Sister Bita, and Brother Mustafa are with us. We're talking about how not to pay too much of a price for the life that we're living, for everything that we want to achieve. Well, I've read something somewhere which was so interesting, by the way. They said if you do not decide for your life, then other people will decide what to do for you.
Yeah.
So I think the same thing would be applied to this topic that we're talking. If you do not plan for your life, then media, TV, I don't know, other people going shopping and other things would decide what to do for you.
No, I think the most important thing here is that you have to find your personality.
Exactly.
You have to find your mindset, okay? Mm-hmm. In order not to let other people choose it for you, okay, as you mentioned. And it is really important because I was watching somewhere something really interesting. It was telling that I used to be like that. I will take care of you and you will take care of me. And after a time, I understood that this is not enough. Okay?
Yeah.
If I'm in a relationship with someone, if I'm in communication with someone, I have to understand that I have to take care of myself. I have to put all my effort on my self-development. And this development will lead to the development of my relationships, of my way of living, of my lifestyle, and everything
so
will
you,
be affected by that.
So you mean that the first point is that I should know myself.
Exactly.
And set my plans accordingly
yeah.
in order to have a more productive life.
Exactly. And I think this is destroying way to success and to satisfaction. And the thing that matters here is that satisfaction is more important than the success and goals that you achieve.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you may be really successful, you may be really rich, but you won't feel like
satisfied.
So yeah, I think going off of that, I would say another business sort of topic that comes up here is the idea of intangible and tangible benefits. So in business, tangible benefits would be things that you can actually touch.
Yeah.
For example, you can feel, you know, the food you're buying, the clothes.
Yeah.
The intangible benefits are things that you can't really touch, right? In marketing, we would say, for example, if a company's like image is destroyed, that's an intangible sort of, you know, not a benefit, but the opposite of that. Or if their image is improved, that's an intangible benefit. In life, I feel that sometimes we're very money focused. And because of that, we sort of miss out on the intangible benefits, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that? For example, if somebody's passionate about what they want to do or study, you'll see that they're really good at it. And sometimes they'll be very successful at it as well. And they'll make a lot of money out of it. But their goal wasn't to make money. Whereas someone who's only trying to make money, sometimes they miss out on their dreams
exactly.
or their goals. And that's another hidden expense of only sort of, you know, focusing on things
mm-hmm.
in just a monetarily way, I think, and
yeah,
not
exactly.
managing your time.
Yeah, that's very true. So the first point is that I should know myself. I should set a plan for myself. My life must have a structure so that I wouldn't waste any time in my life, so that I wouldn't be paying too much of a price for things that were not meant to be a part of my life.
Not wasting time doesn't mean that you shouldn't have fun, you shouldn't
Definitely.
Go out, you shouldn't have this and that. Sometimes this joy is something really necessary for your life. It's this inspiration that you have to have for going on in this rough road, so tough road, okay? And you have to just keep that in mind. And
mm-hmm.
this is really important because me personally, I'm that kind of person who think like you have to work hard, no fun, no entertainment, nothing.
Yeah.
And it really exhausts me, okay? You have to stop it if you're
yes.
that kind of person.
This way, you're going to feel like at a certain point,
yeah.
you do not have any driving force anymore.
Exactly. And this is not wasting time. So you have to
definitely.
Differentiate.
So there must be
two.
A balance.
Exactly.
Right. I think I definitely agree with that, that you must have entertainment built into your life
yeah.
and your routine. Otherwise, you are definitely going to suffer and get burnt out.
For sure.
Even in our religion, we have hadiths from our imam, which talk about taking time out for tafreeh, for
yeah.
Entertainment and doing other things, because those will impact the rest of your life. Your ibadat, your obedience becomes better, everything becomes better because of that.
In our religion, we always have this recommendation of devoting our time to different parts of our soul, of our body, everything in its place. So it's not like that we say you have to have a plan. It means that you shouldn't go for any fun, or you should be all the time calculating about every single moment that you're spending, what is going to be the benefit of this, what is going to be the outcome of that. No, it's not just like this. Sometimes you have to spend time for your soul and be happy and have fun in order to have more of energy to do more and be more productive in your life. So thank you, brother, and thank you, sister. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي. Let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi. Let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.